Christian Arcand Show here at WEEI. Remember when every rap song had that? Remember that? What was that? Who started that?
The rap air horn.
The rap air horn, yeah. Right there. Every single song had that in it for like 5 years. You couldn't hear it. They all did it. It was just, that's how every song started. Anyway, so the Christian Arcand Show here, WEEI. Quick text I want to read, and then we'll get the headlines. Texter in the 978. How about all you Boston media take accountability and stop being so negative? Everyone's sick of the act. Have you ever thought that that's what he's sick of? Probably, except it hasn't been negative for him. Mike Vrabel, I feel, has gotten a very, very soft landing. I feel like Mike Vrabel has gotten a lot of leeway here. And he should, by the way. He absolutely should. Which is why it's puzzling why he's so... Yeah, you know, so testy about everything all the time. First of all, what's the negative thing that was being asked there? You could say with Diggs and that whole thing with Phil Perry, all right, yeah, he called him a pain in the ass. And then he went out there and addressed it, which I thought was also a little weird. Since we're talking about, you know, weird things that have gone on here that don't exactly fill you with confidence going into the season. But we'll put that to the side for a second. I remember when Perry asked him about Diggs and what he said to Diana Rossini, and Vrabel bit his head off. That wasn't negative. That was, is this guy going to be ready for week one? He said on this podcast, maybe he won't be. Okay? Questions about Christian Gonzalez are reasonable to ask. He's your best player, and he hasn't been out on the field for how long? And he's biting people's heads off. Like, that's, you know what I mean? It's different from what Bill did. Bill would just refuse to answer and just snort in your face. But there wasn't, I don't know, I didn't feel like there was oftentimes the same kind of, you know, like, stop asking me, get out of my face, you know, enough of this. Use your time better. So be more efficient with your time. Stuff like that. That's, people have said this before, that's Patricia-esque. That stuff is Patricia-esque. That's who it reminds us of. That's who it reminds people of. And you never want to remind people of Matt Patricia outside. Thank you. Outside of, like, as a defensive coordinator. Post-defensive coordinator Matt Patricia, you don't want to be compared to. You just don't. With that being said, let's get to tonight's headlines.
This is 630 Headlines.
All right, we'll start with the football that was played last night. A game that did not go how I thought it was going to go. And my FanDuel account may reflect that. But that was not how I expected that game to end or go really at all. And I know it was a weather game, but come on, weather game or not. I thought that Philly was going to put the Cowboys over their knee and spank them all the way back to Dallas. And instead, that was a bit of a drag out. That was a bit of a drag out fight. If I'm a Philly fan, I don't like what I saw there. I really don't. I mean, they won the game, and it's nice to get a win. But that's a Dallas team that just traded their best player and who I think is, offensively anyway, I mean, CeeDee Lamb's a good player. Two huge drops at the end of that game. Ooh, boy. You know, not that I cared about that, but, like, if I'm a Dallas fan and I'm watching that, I'm not happy. You can't be happy about that. I thought George Pickens had a couple of nice catches. That crazy dude. But, yeah, it ended up being a much closer game than I thought. Dallas just didn't have it in them to go out there and get that last score. And Philly, I'll say this. I mean, if you can hold Saquon Barkley to fewer yards rushing than Hurts ended up with, and I think it was like 50 and 60 or something like that, not much difference there. But if you can limit him the way that they did and completely erase A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, then you've really done well for a defense. Like, that's a big accomplishment. It wasn't enough to win the game, but that, you know, that should be, if you can do that, if you can completely erase those guys, you can beat the Eagles. You know, if you're capable, like, you've won half the battle right there just doing that. I was surprised by that. I thought that those two were going to go out and do something. You know, I thought Barkley or something. That offense is just so dynamic that you expected there was going to be some kind of, you guard one of them, you take one of them away, then one of the other two is going to get you. But no, it's not how it went. And I was surprised to see that, bad weather and all. I thought it was going to be a big Barkley game. And instead, he was, you know, he was fine. It's not like he had a bad game, but certainly didn't light anyone up. And then, of course, there was Spitgate, which I've been reading and watching videos of all day today. And it's really gotten to a Zapruder film level with this stuff right now, which, of course, harkens back to Seinfeld and Keith Hernandez. Nice game, pretty boy. It's one of my favorite episodes. The argument, if you watched it, then you saw that there was a spitting incident. Pretty gross spitting incident. You can't, there's no good spitting incidents, you know? You never hear about a good spit. It's always pretty bad. And that's about as bad as it gets. Someone spits on you. You know, like that's about as gross as it gets. You just spit on me, you know, like it's, you have to fight. If someone spits on you, you have to fight them, right? You can't take that. You just took something out of your body and put it on me. No, no, no. We're fighting now. I'm going to punch you in the face. Like this, if it was my son, he'd headbutt you like he did to me today. But yeah, Jalen Carter ejected for spitting on Dak Prescott's like chest.
Got him right. And spit on that thing.
Came the old Hawk Tua right there where it says Cowboys, you know, right there where the jersey ends and the pads start. Got him right there. And there were videos today that showed Dak Prescott potentially with a preemptive spit strike. However, I don't think you can compare those two things because Dak Prescott spit on the ground, okay? Spitting on the ground is perfectly fine. Everybody spits on the ground. It's when it touches something that it shouldn't be. When it hits an object or a person or perhaps a passing vehicle or whatever. It doesn't matter what it is. If you spit on something and it doesn't hit the ground, you got a problem. If it hits the ground, it's fine. It's just it's on the ground. That's whatever. And that's what Dak Prescott did. And maybe he meant to spit on Jalen Carter. I don't know. You have to ask him. I think he said I didn't even know that he was there, you know. And it was weird because they were all huddled up and Jalen Carter comes walking all the way over and he's trying to beef with like the whole team. There was basically a brawl after that. And I loved it. I loved every minute of it. Football back. You got brawls. You got spitting. You got all sorts of stuff. You got lightning. Big lightning delay there. Like, that was great. That was a good game. I expected more offense. I thought there would be a lot more offense. But all in all, I was happy to have football back. And I thought it was a pretty good game. No offense, really, to speak of. Wanted more offense. But I was overall pleased with what we saw last night. Which brings us to our next headline. And that would be the Kansas City Chiefs, your reigning Super Bowl loser, taking on Justin Herbert and the L.A. Chargers. Now, this game can only be viewed tonight on YouTube. And for everybody who's getting all up in arms about it, I can't believe it, another streaming service. You don't have to sign up for YouTube, right? You just, every TV that's been made since 2018 has YouTube loaded into it, I think. So, if you have an old TV, you might be out of luck. But if you have a new TV, just bring up the apps. It's got to be connected to the internet, but every TV is now. Bring up the apps, YouTube, boom, it's right there. Don't have to sign up. Don't have to do anything. Just open the app and click on it. And that's different from Amazon. That's different from Netflix. That's different from all of the other carriers, Hulu, all of those things. All of those are all subscription. YouTube, you can subscribe to YouTube, and it gets rid of commercials on like regular videos that you watch. It's actually a very good service that no one pays for. It's so funny. YouTube Premium is a tremendous service, but the other one's free. So it's like, let's do the free one and skip the ads. Like, that's okay. 30 seconds of ad. Sometimes it's longer than that. Like, my son watches these train videos. It's all train videos in my house all day long. It used to be like Thomas the Train. Now it's like real trains, you know, like the Cape Cod Express and all these trains. There's this guy, the retired train horn guy, and all he does is stand at train stations and record the train going by. And he gets 800 million views. This guy's got to be the richest guy on YouTube. All he does is set up a camera at the train station and the train goes by. And that's the whole thing. That's it. And this guy has got to be a millionaire at this point. It's really something. Anyway, if he's not, he will be soon because that's all we watch in my house is this retired train horn guy. And it's just constant, just nonstop. And every once in a while, because it's a big money Twitter, YouTube account, there'll be like a long, like 2 minute commercial break. And my son just, oh my God, you're going to interrupt your trains for 2 minutes? You serious? That's why I got headbutt today. He just got me. What do you mean? What do you mean I have to wait 2 minutes for my trains? I'm mad about this and I don't know who to take it out on. Boom, headbutt my dad. If you can see, can you see this? You see, I got a fat lip. It wasn't as bad as the first time. First time he legit broke my nose. But I am in a bit of a violent relationship with my 3-year-old son. It's all violence for him towards me. I'm never violent towards him, of course. But, you know, eventually I got to put a stop to this.
Spit on him. Jalen Carter.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I feel like that probably wouldn't teach the lesson I'm hoping to teach him. Do that again, I'm going to spit on you. Like, no. Because then he'll start spitting on everything, you know? See his dad do it. Well, okay. I won't hit anymore, but now I'm spitting. Now I'm just, it's cool. I'm spitting on people. Dad did it. Why? What's wrong with that? So you got to be careful about those things, you know? Very impressionable, these kids. Anyway, YouTube tonight will be carrying the Chiefs and the Chargers. I'm interested in seeing what the Chiefs look like. I'm interested in seeing exactly what they put out there this year, because they're now a Super Bowl losing team, and they have been before, obviously, but not since they became a dynasty. And now that they are, I think that that's interesting. You know, are they gonna go through that same thing, or is Patrick Mahomes and, you know, Andy Reid and Chris Jones and that defense, are they gonna be right back where they were? Are they gonna continue to be the dynasty Chiefs? You know, just with a hiccup in the road here, because the Patriots. I mean, listen, the Patriots had their off years. They had an entire off decade during the 20-year dynasty. 10 of those years, they didn't do much. And then, you know, the other 10, they did a lot. But even still, I don't know, you know, I don't know what the Chiefs are really expected to be. I don't know what they're going to look like. And I think Patrick Mahomes eventually has to start slowing down. You can make the argument he already has. That was a horrific Super Bowl. I mean, really, really bad. And I also think that you're just getting to the point now with Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson and Burrow even and these other quarterbacks in the AFC that one of them's got to break through. I mean, they're too good not to. You know, Manning eventually broke through. Roethlisberger eventually broke through. Like, these guys broke through and won. And, you know, Drew Brees eventually broke through. Aaron Rodgers eventually broke through. These talented MVP-level quarterbacks in the last, you know, 20 years, whatever, they eventually got their ring. And I just feel like it's, you know, it's too long that Jackson and Allen, these other guys, haven't even gotten there yet because they just are blocked by Patrick Mahomes. Eventually that thing has to break. And usually it does, I don't know, the year after team loses a Super Bowl. That's a perfect opportunity to go in there and usurp them as the team that's always there representing the AFC. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We're going to take a break. Before we do that, let's go to the phones and talk to our good friend, Steve in Fall River. Hello, Steve.
How are you?
I'm good, Steve. How are you?
Keep in mind, Bill Belichick had a lot to do with Manning breaking through.
Sure.
Manning lost in 2005 when Mike Vanderjagt missed a game-winning field goal against Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
He missed a 40-yard field goal by 40 yards. So how did Bill Belichick help Peyton Manning? He let Adam Vinatieri go there.
Sure did.
And he didn't sign back Ty Law. So we lost in 06. Remember we lost in 06?
I remember them losing in 06, but I remember it being more about the fact that their wide receivers were Doug Gabriel and Jabbar Gaffney and Rashay Caldwell.
Well,
I feel like that was a bigger problem.
Okay. Well, if you had Adam, and it was, and you should, and you don't, I didn't want to go too deep.
Now we're here. And then the next year, they got in Moss and Welker and everybody else. So, yeah.
Don't forget, that game was in Indianapolis. If you had Adam Vinatieri and Ty Law on your team, that game would have been in Foxborough.
Perhaps, yeah.
One other thing about Mr. Belichick.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't have even been in that championship game. In 2006, they beat the Baltimore Ravens. We're talking about Manning. They won 15-12. Guess who hit 5 field goals?
Vinatieri.
Adam Vinatieri.
Adam Vinatieri. Thanks for the call, Steve. This is way too much about Peyton Manning and the Colts than I planned on talking about. I did mention them as a guy that broke through, and he did break through. But that's just way too much Colts and Peyton Manning. I just don't care. I love you, Steve, but I just don't care. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. I heard Ryan Clark say something today that I thought may have been like a joke. I thought he was like joking around. I saw the headline first, and I was like, he couldn't have said that. He actually said that. I don't want to tell you what he said. You probably heard it already. Ryan Clark, with one of the most wild comments I've heard. Very, very hot take. A take so hot it would melt the studio. Coming up after this.